the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, here we go. Time for today's story. This one's called Starburst.
God, look at everybody here. It's like they're in their own little fantasy. I don't know if I should feel sad for them or happy that they found each other. If they're this excited right now to be around each other, I don't know. It feels like a game to me. You know, at least I can get a free drink out of this. He's huge. What is he doing here? He's 9 feet tall and dressed like a wizard. What is that girl wearing? This woman's completely painted in blue and she shouldn't be. Wow. That girl's trying too hard. Look at her. Does she even see herself?
You're not having a very good time, are you?
Oh, she's a talker.
Are you talking to me?
Maybe I can learn something from her.
You look bored.
That's blunt. She's gonna be perfect for this.
I'm not bored. No, I'm having fun.
No, you look really, really uncomfortable.
Be nice. Make some friendly conversation. Get to know her first.
Where's your costume?
I was at the convention like this. I just came from the convention.
But dressing up is the best part of these things.
Maybe. I had fun like this. I like the way...
You look like a virgin librarian.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Why be that when you can be a superhero?
I wonder if that's her real hair. That's gotta be a wig. Wait, is that a wig?
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm Starburst.
Are her eyelashes purple?
Is that like an indie character or something?
No, I'm my own creation.
Oh, cool.
She actually looks kinda hot.
My name's Matt.
Pleasure, Matt.
What's your name?
Starburst.
No, I mean your name in real life.
Do you wanna dance?
Well...
Okay, now's your chance.
I'm actually doing a piece on Comic-A-Go-Go for Roadkill Media.
Huh.
So why do you think costumes are the best part of this thing?
Is this your first time or something?
Yeah, I haven't been to one of these before.
Oh my god, I wish it were my first time. I am so jealous.
You're jealous? What am I missing?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you.
I'm fully on board.
Good, because there is a costume contest in, about an hour. It has all different categories. We are entering you in that.
No, thank you.
Yep.
No.
Yep, you're part of it. You're totally part of it.
Well, you can't enter someone without a costume.
Don't worry about it. Come with me.
Wait, where are you going?
Come on, sit on the counter. Let's make you up. Lucky for you, I always have a little emergency makeup.
What is that, like a portable disguise kit or something?
Yeah, sorta.
Why is she being so friendly to me? Am I being hit on right now? I gotta remember all this for the article. This is good.
What kind of superpower do you want? Invisibility? Flight? Mind reading?
I don't know.
Strength? Body morphine? Temporal dislocation?
I really don't know.
Cross-dimensional awareness? Pyrokinesis?
Well, I really know a lot of
omniscience? Astral projection?
Well,
maybe this is about sex. Now you sound like a complete asshole. I'm such an asshole. Stop thinking.
You know, I think I'm gonna go with mind reading.
Mind reading. Okay. Great. You're a mind reader.
I want to read your mind right now. Listen to yourself.
One thing I love about superheroes is that they don't apologize for who they are. They just live it.
Look at her. She's just so close to me.
You know, no shame.
I can smell her.
I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah,
before.
It's pretty cool. I mean...
Wow, she's really beautiful. Is she? It's hard to tell with all that makeup and the wig and everything. You know what I think she is? I think I'm in love with this woman. Oh, stop being an idiot, Matt. She just wants to laugh at you. Why would you want to do that? Why else would you bring into a bathroom and just start painting on your face? Who does that? Maybe she's different. You just met her 10 seconds ago. I don't know. I'm just... How do you know?
We'll be out in a minute.
I have to use the bathroom.
In a minute.
Are we okay in here?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
She's gonna see me leave.
Trust me, those people out there, they are some of the least judgmental people you'll ever meet in your life.
Well... If they aren't, at least I'm wearing a disguise.
All right, now we're just going to put a third eye. Bop. Right in the middle of your forehead. If we believe we're unhappy, we become unhappy. If we say that we're ugly and unlovable, we become ugly and unlovable. So why not say to yourself, you're a superhero. You are a mind reader. Give it a try. What am I thinking right now?
I don't know.
Just try. Let it, you can feel it. Let it wash over you.
This is so silly.
I believe in you. You have the power. It's a number.
12.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. You got it.
I saw. Okay.
You are a superhero. Come on, let's go out there and dance.
And the prize for most thrown together costume goes to Mind Reader Guy! That's right, everyone. Mind Reader Guy.
Mind Reader Guy!
That is very thrown together, sir.
Excuse me? Hi, can I take a picture with you?
Sure.
You look so great.
Oh, I'm tripping so hard.
What's your backstory? He's the adopted son of the Satori, the Japanese mountain goblins.
I love it!
They accidentally killed his parents and felt terrible, so they decided to take him in and raise him as one of their own. And teach him the art of mind reading.
I'm nailing this.
This is Starburst.
Wow, you look great. Can I take a picture with you too?
Sure.
Okay.
I love these people.
Enjoy the party.
You too.
Yeah, thanks.
Woo! I love this. I love these people.
What are we doing next?
I don't know. I mean, anything can happen.
Wow, she's really beautiful.
Look at him when he smiles.
I want to kiss you.
What?
I want to kiss you.
Okay.
This guy's so helpless and sweet. He's like a puppy.
What is this? What am I hearing?
He's so afraid to be embarrassed.
Am I hearing her thoughts?
He was the only one here not in a costume. The only one. What does that say?
Wait, what?
All he's thinking about is his lame article about how lame everything is.
That's unfair. No.
10 reasons why millennials are whatever we've already said before in a million other articles by Matt, whatever his last name is.
What? Wait, what?
Why is he staring like that?
I forgot. I gotta go.
Are you all right?
Matt, come back! Going.
Why is he staring like that? Just look at me.
Can I come in?
Look at me.
Yeah, if you want.
What did I do?
Are you okay?
You think I'm an asshole.
I never said that.
This is gonna be weird.
I can hear what you're thinking.
Okay, you got this.
I know. It happens all the time.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean it happens?
Relax.
All the time?
Calm down.
It's okay. There's no problem.
This happens?
Just relax.
Everything's fine.
Everything is fine. Just
breathe.
Breathe.
What do you hear? Can you hear this?
Yes, please just get out of my head.
I'm not in your head. You're in my head.
I don't want to be.
Okay. It's okay. There's no problem.
Maybe I shouldn't have kissed him.
Just make it go away, please.
Why didn't he just pick flight? Or invisibility? Or strength? I mean...
I have an idea. Let's just wipe this third eye away. And see? It's gone.
Are you sure? Because... I don't know, just...
Okay, let's test it. I'm thinking of a number. What is it?
Twelve?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to grab a bite? It's on me.
Yeah, okay.
My real name is Kim. I'm a mom. I have 2 kids, a boy and a girl.
What are their names?
Oh, Max and Anna.
Is that your secret identity or something?
I'm just a mom.
There's no way you're just a mom with two kids. Who are you?
Just a normal person.
Okay.
Like you.
Okay, we got one bacon slam burger, one Santa Fe skillet. Anything else I can get for you folks?
No, I'm good.
No, thank you.
That's an interesting outfit you got there.
It's a costume.
Yeah. What are the two of you supposed to be anyway? Superheroes or something?
No, I'm not a superhero. But she is.
Yeah.
All right, great. I'll be right back to top you off on the coffee there.
Thank you.
Starburst was performed by Matt Antonucci and Angela DeManti, with Carrie Kasten, Alejandro Colini, and Lewis Kornfeld. Was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. And if you'd like to know more about our show, we have a website, thetruthpodcast.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and our launch sponsor, MailChimp. We celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PR.